Agnes is executive director of Go Athletes, the nation's first educational organization dedicated to LGBTQ teen athletes. She's here to talk about the future generation of our LGBT athletes and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about Go Athletes.
Go Athletes is the first national network dedicated to educating and empowering LGBTQ and otherwise identified athletes. And we basically started in 2008 as a support group. And just last year in 2013, we officially became a nonprofit. So we really developed from a small grassroots organization to a small yet growing nonprofit.
How did you become involved with Go Athletes?
I was very involved on my campus when I was an undergraduate at the University of Pennsylvania. I was a member of the track and field team and was actually captain of the team for my junior and senior year, and I was out as bisexual. I started doing advocacy on campus with a group called PATH, which is Penn Athletes Allies Tackling Homophobia, and we did a lot of advocacy, social events, really trying to bring the LGBTQ communities on campus together with the athletic communities. And after I graduated in 2010, I was approached by current board members, two of which are still working with us today, about getting involved with Go Athletes, which was then known as our group.
What's your spin on the Sochi Olympics with the Russian anti-gay laws?
You know, it's been really disheartening to see the stories of, you know, brutal harassment, attacks, and, you know, the laws, which are obviously, you know, really discriminatory against the LGBT community and those who are, you know, traveling there for the Olympic Games. We began last year a campaign which we call Out for Olympics. So we hashtag out the number 4 and Olympics. And essentially, we've done grassroots campaigns before, but this is really sort of an LGBTQ athlete supporting fellow athletes. You know, some of us have the privilege of being able to come out. And those who do, we hope that we can show support and solidarity to those in Russia, those traveling to Russia, and, you know, those who can't come out yet or don't feel comfortable coming out yet. So it's been really exciting to see high school students, college students, coaches, you know, even professional players, some of them, utilizing the campaign. We have a Twibbon, which means that you can change your profile picture on Twitter and Facebook. And what we're going to do with that is compile that into a culmination at the end of the games.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
This job as the director of the organization is actually a volunteer position. We are all currently, as a smaller nonprofit, volunteers of really dedicated athletes and former athletes who identify as LGBTQ. In my other professional position, I work for Pennsylvania State Representative Brian Sims, who ran as an openly gay man and was the first state legislator in Pennsylvania to be elected, you know, the public knowing that he was openly gay. So in that role, I'm in charge of constituent services and, you know, one of the three staffers for the representative.
What would you like to see happen in 2014 for LGBT equality?
I think it's been a really exciting time. 2013 was tremendous. And I think, just like other areas in the movement, I think that one of our main goals as LGBTQ community should be to elevate diverse voices. And that means, you know, a lot of L and G have gotten visibility, but not necessarily as much, more so a little bit B, but, you know, less are trans members of our community and, you know, other members who may not be as visible to the public. I think we could do a lot better in terms of promoting inclusion, even within our own communities, for our trans members. And I think that we could definitely continue to elevate voices of color, female athletes. You know, within the sports world itself, we definitely see a lot of misogyny still pretty prevalent. So I think we need to actively work both in the sports community, in all of our other communities, to elevate more diverse voices.
What was your reaction about Michael Sam coming out?
It was very exciting, and we have a network of student leaders all across the country, and each month we have conference calls as meetings, and actually, when that story broke on that Sunday night, we were actually in the middle of a call, and it was really exciting to hear the reaction of people to have, you know, another role model that we can look to In 2013, we had Brittany Griner come out, we had Jason Collins come out, Robbie Rogers. We had some role models, and I think for us, we were both excited and surprised, but I think at the same time, this is sort of how we as members of Go Athletes kind of saw it going, right? We didn't necessarily think that someone in the NFL already was going to take that kind of a hit, a media hit, and with all the frenzy and witch hunt surrounding when will someone come out versus being, you know, someone who was out to their team, who was already comfortable, who was, you know, part of these younger generations. It's a lot of what we try and do and work with, supporting younger generations so that when they are the pro athletes, they will be ready to come out.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I would definitely say do your best to find support wherever you are. In some communities, you're not maybe going to have a visible LGBT center or a visible LGBT resource, but there are allies, and there are people that are there to support you. There are resources online for those youth who maybe don't have a supportive person in their community, and definitely, you know, using the Trevor Project hotline if they are having feelings of suicide or, you know, depression and need that kind of assistance. But I think really reaching out and asking for support, because there are so many people out here that want to support them.
How can people get information about Go Athletes?
So on our website, www.goathletes.org, we have updated information. We have a blog where we regularly post actually pieces from young athletes, from coaches, from lots of different people. But really for the most up-to-date information, you're definitely going to want to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Our Twitter account is GO, and then an underscore athletes. And that should be the way to get the most updated information and news about what's going on with Go.
What other projects is Go Athletes working on?
Once the Out for Olympics campaign wraps up, as I mentioned before, we're going to culminate it into a book, which we actually we're going to present to the USOC and the IOC. So we're going to be continuing that throughout the month, throughout the Olympic Games and the Paralympic Games as well, to further show visibility for all types of athletes. And we're going to continue our partnerships. We're members of the LGBT Sports Coalition, which is supported by Nike. Each year in June, we have an LGBT Sports Summit. And this will be the third one that I've gotten to attend. This will be the third one that's happening in Portland, Oregon. It will be Pride Week in June. So even if, you know, you're not participating, if you're out in Portland for Pride, you will see a large contingent of athletic supporters wearing hashtag BeTrue shirts. We have, through that, partnerships with some wonderful people and organizations, such as the You Can Play Project, and Campus Pride. You'll be seeing us continuing to work with those organizations, and we're doing even more speaking at campuses and high schools and other venues across the country. So you'll be seeing us doing a lot of that type of organizing for 2014.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I love quotations. I actually used to have a blog that was mostly quotations that I would post on a fairly regular basis. One of my favorites is by Wayne Gretzky, hockey player Wayne Gretzky, whose quote is, "You miss 100% of the shots you never take." And I love using sports analogies in my work with Representative Sims and my daily values. So I think, you know, for any members of the community, just going after what you believe in, and I feel like that's what we've done with Go Athletes. This type of organization didn't exist, but if we didn't put it out there and do our best and try, it would never have taken place at all. So that's one of my favorites.